Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, it's what's for dinner brand, as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Today's cattle futures market fell on hard times following a Friday on feed report, which was really bearish because the placement number was larger than anticipated. The placements in July were 111% of the previous year, and we were looking for about 106%. So that was a little negative. The on feed as of August 1st was 102. We were looking for about 101. The negative thing about that was that's the highest August 1st on feed number that we've seen in the last 10 years. So that's a negative, meaning that we're not working through the supply maybe like we need to be. And then with the big placement number also adding to that. So the market reacted to that negatively with the live cattle anywhere from a 25 cents lower to about $1.10 lower there. Now the August live cattle and August feeders for that matter both expire this week, and they were the strongest of all the contracts. Now the August feeders down 70 at 142.22. The September's $1.85 lower at 143. October feeders were 225 lower at 143.02. And then box beef at midday today was about $1.37 higher on choice. And this is the time of year that it peaks before it starts going down after the summer season. But they're both higher. Select was up 265 today at 211.64.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show, with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Today's grain futures was surprisingly strong for the corn and soybeans. Corn closed near the highs here, up about 5 cents in December at 345.5. That pro farmer crop tour cut the yield back a little bit, and these hedge funds got out of a really large number of their corn short positions this last week, according to that commitment of traders report. And that was the commitment of traders is actually based on trades that happened before the pro farmer number was released. So it may even be bigger than what they suggested. But it said that the managed money was short about 110,000 contracts. They increased or decreased their short position by about 61,000 in the previous week, according to that commitment of traders. That's a pretty big move overall. And that was from Tuesday. That was before the pro farmer number. Pro Farmer last week said that the corn crop was 14.82 billion bushels, or the USDA says 15.27, and the Pro Farmer yield was 177.5 bushels per acre versus a 181.8 out of the USDA. So that's a pretty substantial change. Of course, the USDA could also change their numbers going forward. Their numbers were before that storm and before the Iowa damage. We have a crop progress report after the close today. It's expecting about a 2% decrease in corn and bean. Good to excellent.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in line with your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.